ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Uncooked. This is my first official YouTube podcast. Total newbie. Just being honest, tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a total newbie, so I can't get on here and even act like I have any idea what I'm doing. There's no script. This is off the cuff. Just raw, you know, raw podcast. I'm actually in the library of my building shooting this podcast. So if you see me waving to somebody or somebody walks in, it's whatever. I'm just doing the best I can. Like I said, I need to I have a second room in my place. I don't know if I want to make that a studio or not yet. So anyway, getting this microphone set up and all this different stuff and recording this on the iPad Pro, it was not easy. So I posted a video about like how to set this thing up on iPad Pro. It's not rocket science, but you know, you probably need somebody to show you how their setup is. Like I said, if somebody walks in here or something, it's not a big deal. We'll just edit them out. Simple as that. So anyway, I posted a Facebook post saying, hey, give me an idea for this podcast, right? So I'll post on my Facebook page, hey, you should talk about how you got to where you are, how you started from your childhood to now, tell us how you got on TV, how you started working, how you made more money as you got older, and talk about finances and your relationship. Podcast isn't easy. Wish you the best, Paul. Hey, Paul, thanks a lot. Appreciate that. So I grew up in the south suburbs of Chicago, about 35 miles south of Chicago, and I went to high school, Olympia Fields High School, to Rich Central, Rich Central graduate. And after high school, I wanted to be an airline pilot. So I started going to flight school and I graduated 2006. So in 2008, you know, the market took a big hit. And it's just like the flight, like being the career of being a pilot didn't seem really that promising at the time. So I started working for the railroad and I started off as like a, they call it a mechanical service operator, where you just pretty much clean the engines of the train, sweep the floors, make sure the trains are okay for like the commuter engines or whatever, like Metra engines. Hope I don't get in trouble for name dropping any of these companies, but I'm just not going to name drop the company I work for now, because knowing them, they probably will be trying to sue me. Anyway, so started that. I did that for like a year, maybe a little less, and then I got accepted into a pipe fitter apprenticeship. So with the pipe fitter apprenticeship, you know, they teach you how to, you know, change all the hoses and airlines and all the stuff related to the engine, even welding, using oxy torch. So it's like a Jesse James type, you know, like a really heavy, dirty. You make good money. You did make good money. You work overtime. I met a lot of great people. So I went into being a pipe fitter, and you know, that was cool. And an opportunity for me to go be a conductor, me being young, chasing the money, opened up. I didn't realize how much of my life I would have to sacrifice being on call 24/7, 365. Literally, there's a lot of railroads where you just work on call nonstop. And in Chicago, that even means if there's a blizzard or, you know, it's a rainstorm or something like that, you still gotta work outside. And it sucks working outside. I mean, they pay you for your time, so you can make some good money, but it's quite a lifestyle. So chasing the money, I went from being a pipe fitter to a conductor. Well, I'm still a conductor now, but not in Chicago anymore. My days of walking in 10 feet of snow and, you know, switching the cars through a polar vortex, which is like negative 40 degrees. Those days for me are over. I think I'm getting too old for it. 31. I'm retired from all that. Oddly enough, my transition to being a conductor in Chicago to being a conductor in Florida is crazy. So one day on my Instagram page, like, this chick hits me up like, hey, I think you'll be good. Like, that's a reality TV show. And I'm like, sounds like a scam. I don't think I'm for it. But I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Send me the information. Like, I'll check it out, you know. So turn this up a little bit. So I'm like, you know, okay, check it out. So she's like, hey, yeah, you know, just fill out this application, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, so I go for it, right? So I'm like, okay, still I'm thinking it's a scam, but whatever. I know I'm not gonna send her any money. So she's like, hey, yeah, you made it to the second round or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So yeah, we want to meet with you at this hotel downtown Chicago. And I'm like, oh man, I'm either gonna get raped or something crazy is gonna happen. But I'm like, I looked up the company they were with and it looked legit. So I'm like, all right, fine, I'll do it. So one thing leads to another. I actually land a spot on this reality TV show, and it's a dating show. It was on a major network. I don't want to name drop the network, but you can YouTube it to find it, I'm sure. Anyway, so I do a TV show. TV show paid pretty good. Flew out to LA. Well, actually, like Malibu, Agoura Hills area. Lived in a mansion, seven guys, seven girls, I think. And I think every week, like, the guys would vote off a girl or two, and the girls would vote off a guy or two, and then they bring two more in. So two more guys or two more girls, whatever got voted off. Hope you guys can follow me on that. Whatever. Anyway, it was great. I mean, I partied, drank, and it was a good time. You know, we had fun. Made some friends, some really good friends. I'm friends with a lot of those guys now. I say maybe half. You know, everybody lives their separate lives. I left Chicago, so I don't really see these guys as much, but still some really close friends, especially two or three guys are really close to me. So anyway, I did the reality TV show, and this is 2017, so this is getting kind of close. So after that, I got the job down here in South Florida, being a conductor to operate high-speed trains, being a conductor. So it all worked out. That was like my transition. I won't go too much into being a conductor down here, but backtracking a little bit, back to like high school time. So I was raised as one of Jehovah's Witnesses, which I don't think is a bad thing. It's not for me, but I'm not going to knock it. Being raised in that religion is very strict, depending on your parents. I think my parents are pretty reasonable for the most part. I've seen some parents that are very extreme, like religious extremists. Like, you know, you can't play with the kids outside because they don't go to the kingdom hall. And I've seen that. I've seen, like, so they have this thing called disfellowshipping that I'm sure some people are aware of. And, man, that sucks. It's an emotional punishment where if you do something that's not in line with the organization, they actually kick you out and your friends and family can't talk to you. Anybody's in the organization can't talk to you, or they can get kicked out too. So that happened to me when I was 18, and you know, I did my time, came back 8 months, 9 months, something like that. But man, I'll never forget that punishment. I'll never forget that for my entire life. Excuse me. I'll never forget being in this fellowship. The punishment was very severe, to the point where I had friends that came over when I lived at home, my parents' house, and my mom would even say, "Hey, you guys can't be talking. No, break that up. There's this fellowship. You guys can't be coming over here talking to him." And that was tough, man. That was tough. But the problem was is that I think it was some emotional pressure on me to get married at an early age. So I got married at 20. We weren't ready to get married, I don't think. And I think we did it out of a lot of social pressure because of the religion. She wasn't a bad person per se, but it was just too soon. It was just too soon. You know, I hadn't been emotionally ready to be in that type of situation, and I kind of did it to avoid being disfellowshipped again, because you get disfellowshipped for having, you know, adultery, sex outside of marriage, or fornication, which one, I forget which one is which. Anyway, but I think some of me, now I'm looking back on it, I didn't want to get that punishment again, and I'm young, man, I'm 19, 20 years old, I want to get some tail, you know, and if that was the way to do it, and again, not saying that I got married strictly because of that, that did influence my decision. So fast forwarding through that, at 22 or 23, I ended up moving downtown Chicago from the south suburbs. I just said, you know what, guys, I'm sick of this. I am leaving this religion. I don't want nothing else to do with it. I'm out. But for anybody watching this, because I know I'm watching, some people are going to be watching this that go to the hall now, and they might be on the fence or whatever. The biggest thing I'll tell anybody is two things. So that emotional transition of all the your life and all your peers and the people that your mentors are all in this religion. So when you step out, you don't have that support system anymore. So I highly encourage anybody that decides to leave this organization, like, you have to have some friends or some older people that have your back and that can support you through it. Because it's hard to just step away for a lot of people. And some people are pretty tough. They can do whatever, but a lot of people is tough. I just said, screw it. I'm gonna go make some money. And they have this like this unspoken rule that, you know, if you leave the organization, you're gonna, you know, become like, you know, negative. You know, won't be happy. And, you know, it's an unwritten rule. It's been said to me, but I don't think I've seen it written, because that's what a lot of witnesses will do. Oh, yeah, this, where's no word written? Where do you see that written? Yeah, I don't see it written, but about 100 people have said the same thing to me. So you can do whatever. You can take it however you want. So that was a big transition for me in my life. So moved downtown. I ended up getting divorced. That was tough. You know, that sucks. You know, a relationship failed. And my dad left the witness organization. My mom's still in, faithful and strong as ever. And I've grown to respect her views. At first, I really had a deep-seated disdain for the organization. But now I'm a little bit older. I can understand, like, if that's what keeps somebody going, and if that's what somebody needs to feel good about themselves or their life, or if that's what their drive is, I'm not so determined to prove that your religion is wrong that I want you to sacrifice your happiness. Because if you're not happy, come on, man. I want you to be happy. So whatever it is, if you like it, I love it. Move downtown. So now I'm downtown. don't know anybody. Like, the longest person friend I had been like some guys back in high school that I hadn't really kept in contact with. So I'm like picking up the pieces. I met my friend Alyssa. I know she's probably watching this. Huge shout out to Alyssa. She was one of my first friends, Alyssa and Allie. Allie unfortunately passed away in a car accident some years ago, and that was super tough. But these are like my first like new place, first friends, like getting established. Now I'm a conductor. I'm making nice money now. So it was like a fresh start for my career and for me. But while I was a pipe fitter, my company had tuition reimbursement. So I went back to school to get my business degree. Just took some online courses. Still got my bachelor's degree in business administration. So I feel good about that. But it's like, yeah. So I did that, moved downtown. I did the TV show, and then I got an opportunity to work down here in South Florida as a conductor for a high-speed rail operation. And it's, you know, it's cool down here. I love the weather. The people are okay. You know, it's a retirement community. I come from, like, living in the Gold Coast neighborhood of Chicago, which is, like, you know, yuppie, young, you know, career-driven. Down here, it's, like, more like retirement in this area. People are just relaxing. So going forward with this podcast, I'm gonna have some guests on here. I'm going to have do some interviews, and the podcast mainly will be talking about like finance related stuff because that's my business. I own a financial consulting company, so things related to finance and just some tips and tricks, and also have some personal stuff on here too to keep it entertaining for you guys. It's just not like, oh, this is the most boring shit I've ever seen in my life, because I'm out here trying to give Joe Rogan a run for the money. He's the best podcaster to me. Joe Rogan's show is just, it's just amazing, man. He's doing some great work over there, and I want to get on his level. And to do that, you know, you have to have an entertaining podcast, gotta have some good guests coming in speaking, and maybe do some shout outs to some small businesses, and just try to see where this thing goes, man. Like I said, this is my first YouTube podcast. I need to pop the every time I hear that pop, it just grabs me crazy. But like I said, it's my first YouTube podcast, and we're going to keep them rolling, man. We're going to get some topics. What I'll do is I'll get topics throughout the week. I'll shoot some video here and there, and I'll make some edits where I cut through some of the stuff I've seen through the week or some stuff I want to talk about. And I'll definitely take some comments, answer some comments and questions about money, because again, that's my field. I got my degree in business. I've been an investor, investing in all types of investments. I do pretty well on a business, my second business. That's my passion. And especially people that just need some help organizing their basic personal finance, I feel like that's a huge, huge first step. So, you know, that's what the podcast will be about. So thanks for coming in. Of course, the air conditioning will turn off right when I'm about to end the podcast. Perfect.